The scripture reading this morning is the familiar Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of God for the people of God.
The gospel lesson this morning comes from the book of John, and this is a story that echoes partly from the 23rd Psalm. Listen to hear, if you can hear it, and hear what God is speaking to you this morning. At the time of the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem, it was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me, friends? Father in heaven, I just thank you for this time and this opportunity to gather together in your name. And Lord, I just ask that may the meditations of our hearts and the meditations of our minds be acceptable unto you, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. May we hear your voice this morning. Amen. I thought I'd begin this morning with this message with a joke. I'm really bad at telling jokes, so I wrote it down so that way I wouldn't screw up the punchline. Because most times, you know how when you're trying to deliver a joke and you accidentally give away the punchline, like, "Oh, no, wait, that's not how it goes. It goes like this." That's how I give jokes sometimes, and it's really bad. But I wrote this one down, and I hope that you will enjoy it. So entertain me for a little bit, if you will. I promise it points to our message, okay? It'll make sense. So a man decided his wife was getting hard of hearing. So he called her to make a doctor's appointment. And he asked her, "Maybe you should get your hearing checked." So he said, "You know, maybe I will check first and call the doctor and make sure that this is done right, because maybe she's not hearing me." So the doctor told the husband that he could see her in 2 weeks, but in the meantime, there was a simple informal test that he could perform to give the doctor a little idea of the situation. So he said, "Here's what you do. Stand about 40 feet away and speak to her in a normal conversation tone and see if she hears you. If not, then move 30 feet and perform the same act. Still no response? Try 20 feet, 10 feet, and so on until she gives you a response." So that evening, he thought he'd try this experiment out. He was in the living room while she was in the kitchen, actually cooking dinner for them. And he said, I'm about 40 feet away, so let me try to see if this will work. So he says in the conversational tone, he says, honey, what's for supper? No response from his wife. So he moves to the other end of the living room. It was about 30 feet away. He tried again. Honey, what's for supper? Again, no response. He was starting to get concerned. So he moved 20 feet away, moving towards the kitchen, now in the dining room. He said again, honey, what's for supper? Just as he would in a normal conversation with her. Again, no response. He moves to the kitchen entryway, 10 feet away from her. Honey, what's for supper? Again, no response. He's really getting worried now. He's kind of concerned, and he only knows the best thing to do next. He walks up right behind her. And in a conversational tone, he says, honey, what's for supper? And she turns around to him and says, for the fifth time, it's chicken. Drop the mic. That's your sermon today. I'm out. You get the message, right? I mean, we can all relate to that scenario, especially if you are married, or maybe you know of somebody who has that kind of situation. But isn't that how it is sometimes? We are either deaf to what's really going on, or failing to perceive reality, or we think it's the other person's problem. I love you. For those of you who don't know, that is my husband. He has selective hearing. I pray for him. Please pray for him too. So, you know, sometimes we have this selective hearing, and we hear only what we want to hear. Or we act as if we are listening, but sometimes our attention is elsewhere in the situation. Maybe if you've had this experience before, someone is giving you eye contact, but you know they're really not listening to you. They might just go into that repetitive, especially if they're trying to sell you something. I know I've done it myself. In a former life, I was a reporter, and as a young journalist, I had to think about the question to ask next. And I did the mistake of thinking about the question in my head and just going, and not really listening to what my interviewee was telling me. I would allow the camera to capture it all, and I would go back and listen. It was a rookie mistake. I pray that others don't make that mistake if they're going into broadcast journalism. But the message that I have today, the title of it is called, To Live for Jesus is to Listen to Jesus. Because today's gospel passage in our psalm is all about listening and hearing, following the voice of Jesus. Now picture the scene. A small group comes close to Jesus. These are Jews who are still questioning him. And it's kind of like the husband in the story. They are walking with him, talking with him, yet they're still not getting it. They're right next to him, asking him to tell them plainly, are you the Messiah or not? And the Jews just don't recognize. They say to Jesus, don't keep us in this suspense. Don't keep out on us too long. And Jesus just turns to them and says, what do you mean? What more do I need to say? I've already told you. Sometimes I wonder if we are hard of hearing and hard of seeing when it comes to Jesus. Are we listening to his voice and hearing what he says and then doing what he tells us to do? Or do we keep our emotional, intellectual, and political distance because we don't want to stir the pot? Every day, you and I hear lots of diverse voices. It's overwhelming sometimes, especially in the age of social media where everybody's telling you what their business is. How do we discern what voice to listen to, which to follow? There are voices telling you what you are and what you should be, what you could and what you could not be. What voice are you listening to today? There are voices telling us that you should not do this or you shouldn't do that, taking advice from this person or that person. Some voices will say you're too skinny or you're too fat or you'll never amount to much of anything or that opinion is wrong. That's the wrong stance. You're a sinner. You don't measure up to anything. You crazy. Some voices say, take these drugs, drink this drink, try this injection. There are some voices that will tell you to believe this, believe that, buy this, drive that, wear this, go there. It's too much. No wonder we just want to turn it all off. The essential question of faith is, whose voice are you listening to? Who and what voice do you trust? What voice do you really hear? The faith task is to hone in and lean in toward the authentic divine voice and listen intently and then act out on what you're hearing. There are many followers of Jesus who don't even know that it's Jesus' voice that they are following. Sometimes I wonder if it even matters at all, because, you know, it tells us in this great detail in our passage today that Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. So it's not about us knowing Jesus, it's about Jesus knowing us. Even if we don't have it all figured out, Jesus knows us. The sheep do not have to intellectually or theologically figure everything out. Jesus gets us, and he knows. A question that many have asked, or what about those good people who are not Christians that may not have heard of Jesus or even know that Jesus exists? Those people who are generous, hospitable, but just are not Christian. Well, these words actually help us to answer that question. You don't have to know Jesus to follow Jesus. It's interesting. I invite you this week to dive in a little deeper about this knowing of Jesus and how Jesus knows you. See, it's more auditory and instinctive than intellectual. Sometimes the intellectual is filled with all those other voices that have been pouring into you. And maybe you went to school and you had all these subjects poured into you. But when it comes to faith, there's only one voice that we should hear, and that is the voice of God. So I ask you, what voice are you listening to? What are you hearing? I believe that if you are intently listening to the voice of love and power, if you are honing in on the deepest, most authentic voice that you know to follow, I wouldn't be surprised if you came to the realization and he said, Oh, that's Jesus' voice. Holy moly. Friends, you don't need a seminary degree to hear Jesus' voice. Heck, you don't have to come to church every Sunday to hear Jesus' voice. We come here to experience Jesus. Now, I was able to recognize Jesus' voice, and when I heard it for the first time, I've shared this before, it scared the heck out of me because I didn't know whose voice it was. But deep down, I knew whose voice it was. I knew. You ever have those feelings where you just know that core gut feeling? But in order to hear that voice, I had to get still because I had other voices pouring into me and listening to those voices rather than listening to the voice that was in my heart. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know I am God. That's what it took for me to know the voice of Jesus. It's not the same for everybody, but that's just my testimony I felt the need to share for someone today. We need to take time to be still so that we can listen. We can't listen to God if we're listening to other voices. Saint Benedict said this, listen with the ears of the heart. Listen with the ears of the heart. It's a mixed body metaphor that we take in through the ears and we translate the message through our hearts. Our hearts help us listen by showing us that we're either grounded or we need to be grounded. It shows us how we are to look at the world and give ultimate meaning to things and people. So what does Jesus say to you? Listening for Jesus becomes the most important thing. Because let's face it, our hearts can be all over the place. A heart grounded in fear is only going to experience fear. A heart grounded in hate will only experience hate. A heart grounded in suspicion is only going to make you skeptical of what you hear. And it will shape your outlook. How are we shaping our outlooks? What voices are impacting how we shape our hearts? For Christians, no other voice takes precedence. It is the voice of Jesus. In all things that we have done today, I pray you have experienced Jesus or God in the Holy Spirit's form, whether it been through the music, through the reading of the word, through the proclamation of the word, in the greeting of each other. Do you hear that you are loved? Do you hear that there is hope? Are we not called to follow that voice of love and hope out into the world? We are to take this message and bring the message into this world that is so hurtful. That is what it means to bring the good news to people. We can walk through the valley of the shadow of the words covered in death with love. We can be wrapped in a banner of love around our shoulders, holding on to hope because we follow the voice of God. What voice do you hear? Whose voice are you following? Do you hear a voice of hospitality? Maybe that voice that's been telling you to go over there and say hello to that new friend. Do you hear a voice of generosity telling you that it's okay to go and give that person an extra help? Maybe some more money, maybe to help with medication, or maybe take them to their doctor's appointment. Maybe you're hearing the voice of justice and compassion, that it's good to treat others as you would treat yourself, that you are listening to make sure that the children have food and that families are cared for and have homes and that the sick is cared for and that those who are being oppressed have a voice and are being heard. Friends, there are multiple ways that Jesus speaks to us. If you are listening to the voice of love, hospitality, generosity, justice, and compassion will grow out of that and grow in the heart. And nothing in this world will stop you. Nothing will knock it down. You may hear the voice saying, but what if I did this? Oh, I shouldn't do that because this will happen. Friends, nothing can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. We have been saying it since Easter. Nothing can separate us from the grace and love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 8:31. We have had it on repeat because we need to hear it. It doesn't matter if you fail. God will pick you back up again. Listen to that voice of compassion, the voice telling you it's okay. Do this and do that. You'll know if it's Jesus, if it's speaking to your heart. I call on the name of Jesus because it makes sense to me now. It's how I view the world. It's how I react. But don't worry if you haven't heard it yet. Don't worry if you're not here yet. We're all on this faith journey together. This is why we gather to learn and to listen, because God is in our presence. Listen and follow the voice that you know is God. In today's passage, we read that the setting for this story was a festival of dedication. You might not have caught that at first. So today, I want us to rededicate ourselves. Rededicate us to listen, to hear, and to follow Christ. Don't take my word for it. Listen for yourselves. I can't hear what you hear. And heaven help you if you hear what I hear. The voice of love is inside each and every one of us. We need to take a moment to be still and hear that voice and be confident that that voice will lead us in the right direction. Many of us are already in that direction. Many are paving the path and helping others hear the voice of Christ. That is the community of faith, friends. We lean on each other so that we can lean into Christ. I pray the voice of love is inside you and stirs you up this week. Your challenge this week is to go out and listen and hear the voice and be brave enough to follow. What voice do you hear? Whose voice are you following? And all of God's children say, amen.